In Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Friday, the 4th of September. Thank you for joining us. This being the first Friday of the month, we've got the aforementioned jobs report from the Labor Department to chew on. So we're going to start today's show off with the weekly wrap. We've got Lee Gallagher with Fortune and John Carney of the Wall Street Journal joining us from New York today. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
All right, so the economy added 173,000 jobs in August, not as many as expected. Lee, take this report apart a little bit for us.
Well, sure. So that number itself was probably a little bit tepid and below expectations, but the unemployment rate dropped to 5.1%, and that's a pretty big deal. And then the other thing is, if you look at the 12-month average, since last fall, we've been averaging 240,000 to 260,000 jobs a month. I mean, that's pretty healthy. So I think overall, it's pretty good.
Also, John, everyone's saying we're going to get a revision from this. We always get August wrong. Why is that?
There's a really big problem that they still can't figure out when it comes to seasonally adjusting the August numbers. There's a lot of people both enter and leave the workforce in August. We have a lot of people who had summer jobs going back to school, and it somehow throws off the calculation. And you would think that our great and brilliant economists would get around to figuring out how to do it right. They never do.
So, Lee, let's talk a little bit about wages, because there's a little bit of good news in this report. After 5 years of pretty lousy wage growth, are things looking up?
I mean, it's pretty modest good news, if that makes sense. You know, it's up slightly, 2.2% from a year earlier, slightly more than it had been increasing. But we still have a wage problem in the U.S., absolutely. And I think that's the biggest problem that we have in our economy.
Well, of course, the White House tried to spin it, saying that real wages are up even more because things like gas prices are falling. John, do you buy that?
People will definitely have more spending power because of the combination of a slight increase in wages and the decline in energy prices. I think the real magic number here, though, is the 5.1% unemployment. That is the level that almost everybody agrees is where inflation starts to kick in. So if you go any further below where we are, we should see some pretty strong wage growth. And I expect we will see that throughout the rest of the year.
All right. Well, of course, we've been talking about a possible short-term interest rate hike in September for months now. And here it is, September. The Fed meets in, I guess, less than 2 weeks. So what do you guys think this report will mean for that decision, Lee?
I don't think it makes it any clearer. I think that you could read it either way. It's kind of like a Rorschach test. I do think it's positive, but I think this means there's definitely still going to be a spirited debate. And, you know, there's definitely a case for doing it. I mean, we all know it's going to happen. And I think if you also look at the other very positive economic news that's been coming in, GDP rate revised from the second quarter up 3.7%, and a string of other results we've seen in the past couple weeks that show that the overall economy is in pretty good shape, you know. But then on the other hand, you have the markets, which have been crazy.
Yes, in a word. John, this would be the first short-term increase since 2006. What do you think, now, later this year?
I have no doubt that it will not happen this meeting in September. There's no excuse in this jobs data for them not to raise rates, but I think they're way too nervous about what the markets are telling them about the international global economic situation. And I think they're going to want to wait till things calm down a little bit. And so we're not going to see a rate hike in September. A month ago, I was positive we were going to see a rate hike in September. But like the Fed, you know, I'm data dependent, and we've seen a lot change in August. And so now the Fed, I think, does not hike.
It's been quite a few couple of weeks. Well, thanks so much, guys. Lee Gallagher with Fortune, John Carney of the Wall Street Journal. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, Amy. You too.
You too.